This is Louis Navalier. Okay, well, I obviously got some questions on the Trump verdict yesterday, and my answer is it'll just make Trump more powerful, to be honest with you. His website crashed because people were trying to give him a lot of donations. So that's that. The foreign media seems to be pretty happy with it. They're the only ones that seem to be gloating. I think on Trump's domestic opposition, I think they're being very careful. And so, you know, they can call him a convicted felon. He has to get sentenced July 11th before the Republican convention. So it'll be very interesting, but it's all entertainment right now, and it doesn't affect the market. What's more important for the market right now is Dell, okay? This is not one of my stocks. A lot of people were wondering, why was I buying Dell? Because, you know, it builds servers. And the answer is because Supermicro Computer is building more servers, and they're water cooling the chips. Just so you know, the NVIDIA has this new chip called Blackwell, requires a lot of water cooling, and Supermicro has the lead on that. But because Dell implied in their report that they have slowing server demand, it's starting to hurt all the tech stocks right now. So I think they're all good buys and dips, the NVIDIAs, the Supermicros. We're going to be oscillating here for a while. There's no doubt about it. Earnings season is over. It was interesting to see Costco's results. Costco's one of our stocks, just so you know. They beat, but it got hit with profit-taking. Personally, I think Costco's a great buy and a pullback. So what we should do here in the next few weeks is just buy the best stocks we have on pullbacks and let the market oscillate for a while on base. We did survive the Treasury auction yesterday. On the Tuesday and Wednesday, yields were going higher. Yields started to go down yesterday. Some of that was due to the downward GDP revision. Obviously, the GDP estimates for this quarter are quite high. The Atlanta Fed is now at 2.7%, down from 3.5%. But I'm not too worried. I think, you know, it's a very narrow market. We're going to get interest rate cuts in Europe next week, and we'll see how that affects us. What we call the carry trade might get greater. If you're European or invest elsewhere, you might want to invest in America to get the currency appreciation plus the higher rates. So as Europe starts to cut next week, don't be surprised if it ends up putting downward pressure on our rates, and that will force the Fed to cut. So otherwise, that's about it. So welcome to the summer months. It gets bumpy, kind of like when you fly during the summer. It can get bumpy up there with all the thermals. And any dip is a buying opportunity. We do want the analysts to continue to revise their estimates higher. That's very important. And but earnings season is definitely over. The market got more narrow based on our latest testing. Fundamentals are more important now than ever. In fact, the top 60% of our universe that has the best fundamentals definitely has dramatic outperformance of the bottom 40%. So let's just use this opportunity of oscillating markets to buy some more good stocks on dips. And that's what we should do. And then if and when I sell a stock, I'll try to sell it in the strength. So that's it. That's your summary for the week. It's Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you next week.